This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Hello and welcome to another episode, episode 9 of our second season of DeRusha Eats. Today we celebrate legends. Two family-owned restaurants, one with 50 years in the Twin Cities, the other with 90. It's hard to imagine our food scene without Keys Cafe. Barbara Hunt is now on four generations of family working at these spots, from, well, the more veteran family members to the youngest. Awesome stuff. Legendary breakfast. Keys Cafe is so cool. And think of anniversaries, proms, really any special occasion in town without being able to go to Northeast Minneapolis and visit Jack's Cafe. The Kozlak family has been making steaks for more than 90 years. Oh, man, I have so many memories at Jack's Cafe. Barbara brought her whole family together to share memories. Bill, well, he's a powerhouse of personality all himself. So sit back, enjoy, reminisce with icons celebrating decades on DeRusha Eats. You are going to love our next guest, the family behind a series of local restaurants that have become icons in our community, Keys Cafe in DeRusha Eats. It was such a dramatic buildup.
I know.
No.
Wow. No, that's not it.
What's next?
So dramatic.
Yeah. Firework.
There's like a
DeRusha
voice.
E.
There's like a.
Says.
There's a big voiceover guy. It's fine.
In your eyes.
I've got
this
lightning
makes us
round.
Feel so good.
So many good ones.
Are we on the air?
Yeah. This. Yeah. This is really a.
I was gonna say this
radio
is
show.
Not only we not only you know. Mess up, so does
yeah.
Jason.
Like
just
there's a
little
big. Big
well,
it's all right. I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame.
And we'll let you take the lead
fault.
Too.
That's right.
So.
We have the family from Keys Cafe. DeRusha Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Liquor Boy. We'll just edit it in later, Charlie. Like, don't even worry about it.
Don't worry, Charlie.
You're good, Charlie.
Charlie, you're fine. Everyone's already blamed me. So it's because Charlie.
That's nice for once.
Charlie's very adorable. Like, yes. It's understandable.
We've met Charlie, so.
Yeah, you know. You know the deal. Barbara Hahn and her family, all in studio. Well, not all, but many in studio today.
There's a few missing.
That's Jeannie.
Hi.
We've got Frankie.
Hi, I'm Frankie. You probably know me from Roseville.
You're in Roseville. Jeannie, you're in Roseville.
Don,
you're
in Roseville as well.
Also in Roseville.
And I'm just all over the place.
You get to go wherever you want, right, Barb?
I do whatever I want.
Keys Cafe, it is astonishing, really, the longevity. Tell the story, Barbara.
Oh, well, okay, before I say anything, this studio is wonderful. They have these wonderful chairs. And you should have seen me trying to get up on this chair.
It was really cute.
Stumbling.
Back when I worked in at the TV station, the anchor desk was halfway up in the air.
Yeah.
And so we would have to get on these giant stools that they put like big 2x4s like in the pneumatics to try to make it even taller.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some shorter staff members who... You know, we lost a few folks.
Well, I'm surprised Mom made it up. I was a little concerned.
You did it.
That,
you did. Boy,
yeah.
What a terrible ending. It's
oh,
like,
my
well.
God, I know. And the car, the chair kept rolling away from me.
Like, Barbara had funny. A good run, but DeRusha, DeRusha ended it.
With a chair.
CCO took her down.
1973 is when the first Keys
That's
Cafe.
That's exactly right. November 1st. And
St. Paul.
St. Paul on Raymond Avenue. And my my friend, Beverly Lyon, brought me into the restaurant and said, we sat in the back booth, and she said, if I buy this place, will you run it? And I thought, why not? I'm capable of, well, I'm not capable. I had no idea. I said, sure. I had nothing else to do, although I had four kids at home, and I was a housewife. At any rate, that's how it all started.
10 years later, you opened the next one, right?
Right. We went out to
New Brighton.
Thank you. And then I took Jeannie and sent her up there. She was 23 years old.
I wasn't 23 yet. I was a baby. I was 22. Oh. It was terrifying.
Oh, the poor baby.
So you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was terrifying. I did not have four kids at that time. So
so young. You were so young.
I think you had a Corvette, right?
I had a Corvette. I did not have children. I had a Corvette.
That was the second one, yeah.
And now how many Keys Cafe?
Well, right now, we've lost one in Spring Lake Park, but right now we have eight. But there's a new one going in on Highway 36.
In Stillwater.
In Stillwater. And that'll be ready. Yeah,
around
February, I think.
Boy, the growth out in that area
is crazy.
It's
we are
crazy.
Up on the hill.
Yeah.
We're not in Stillwater proper. We're up on the hill, but I think for what we do, I think it'll be a really good.
Perfect up there.
Yeah.
Devil's Advocate just opened out there, which is really nice. You know, they were in Minneapolis too and are like, "Hey, we got to go where the people are."
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So they moved from Minneapolis?
They still have a spot on Nicollet Mall.
Yes, yep. And okay. Mom, I think we went there once. When Phil's is one of our places that we like to go to.
Phil's Hideaway.
Tara Hideaway. And they didn't have room for us. So we ran across the street to Devil's Advocate and we had a great meal there. Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, it's a good community, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Keys Cafe, family owned. Breakfast is sort of what you're known for.
Well, that's kind of all our awards are for breakfast.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
The majority of them are.
Yeah.
And most were all generated from Minneapolis St. Paul magazine.
Yeah.
All were voted by readership. But we've got decades of those awards for best breakfast.
We expanded dinner when we did opened up. New Brighton had dinner, but it was just such a smaller location. And then, Mom, which was it, Roseville, where we really expanded our dinner crowd.
I believe it was Roseville.
Yeah, that we really expanded the dinner crowd and our turkey dinner. I mean, we are obviously, as you know, really well known for our turkey dinner and our sandwiches and salads. So we are, that clientele has definitely expanded. But come Saturday or Sunday morning, it is the breakfast that people are showing up for. And there aren't a lot of breakfast
places. It's true, Barb.
I'm thinking of dinner, and you know, I think when we were downtown Minneapolis here, and we still are.
Yeah,
we're in the Fauché Tower.
Oh, the Fauché Tower.
I should not have had that drink before I came.
She wasn't driving.
My last day at CCO, we went over at TV when I was over there. We went over to the Keys at the Fauché and sat at that bar, which is sort of a sneaky little bar that people don't always think of in downtown.
No,
but because you're right in the hotel, it's a really nice bar.
Yes, it's a great bar. It's, you know, art deco, the whole
it's
area
cool.
There.
The space is really neat.
Yeah.
Keys Cafe is the focus on DeRussia Eats today. Barbara, when you look at, you know, 50 years now, what do you attribute the longevity and the success to?
Just staying focused and doing what you do.
Yeah.
And doing it right.
Is it hard in a family business, Jeannie?
Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
You should have just mic'd us the whole way.
Yeah.
The whole drive.
There are definitely challenges, and you've got, especially with the generation that my children, our children are, they're just a little more strong-willed, a little more have their own ideas. that they're more apt to want to implement. Whereas, and I can say this, when for me working for my mom, it was, you tell me what to do, I'm going to do it. Right. And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
And now there's just...
That's how I grew up, too.
Yeah, and now there's just a
it's
little...
It's different.
Yeah. There's a little more conversation. If people want to be heard. There's a huge amount of positives. And at the end of the day, I want to say, for me, it's just like... Okay, I'll think about it. Okay, we'll come up with a solution. And I'll take everybody's ideas and thoughts into consideration and we'll move forward with something positive. But it's still one of the most fantastic businesses. And there's no more joy than, I have so much joy being able to work with my children. And
Frankie, did you know you wanted to do this? I mean, because you grew up. It's a little different when you grow up in these restaurants, but as a kid, you were there.
Yeah, I mean, I just consider it an honor. I don't see it as a burden or something that would be like something I have to carry. I think it's like something that is like, I don't want to cry, but it's such a beautiful thing. And I mean, it's an honor. If I get to do it, that's going to be the best thing I will ever be able to do, because it's carrying on something that started a long time ago and I believe in it. I love talking to customers. I think it is such a beautiful exchange to be able to serve people. I'm excited to keep carrying it on.
It's pretty cool to hear, Barbara.
Well,
right?
That's really good to hear.
Everyone's crying.
I know, right? I'm a little.
Let me qualify. She just had a baby a little while. So she's very clarify or your tears. Well, she's still a little emotional.
It's her number
to
four.
To Philip at home listening to me. I love you. He's 6 months old.
You have four?
I have four. And I have three stepkids, too. So I have seven.
Busy house.
Busy.
That's why you need such large servings and those on those meals. A lot of location. That's true. You're building the staff of the future.
Exactly. Yeah.
We need to take a quick break. It's 4:19. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the bakeries. I think that's a part of your operation that's always been so cool. And so many texts. Everyone wants a keys near them. That's pretty good.
I love that.
Perfect. And it's very true.
Perfect. That's right. The West Side wants you. The South Metro. All the texts come in. So pretty
true.
Great. Very, very
follow
good.
Follow us on Facebook.
4:20 back with the team from Keys, the family, as we continue here on CCO. All right, it's hard to wrangle this crew. Our Keys Cafe family here at DeRussia Eats. The matriarch of the business, Barbara Hahn, who started this 50 years ago in St. Paul. Now they've grown and shared the news that they're opening in Stillwater coming in 2024. So
hopefully February.
All right. Very exciting for our East Metro friends. We were just talking about the full service nature of Keys Cafe.
Right.
Because so many places have gone to counter service or some hybrid format. Have you considered ever making a change? It would feel weird. You're like a diner. You need to be taken care of.
Maybe when I'm dead, they can do whatever they want. But while I'm alive, it stays the way it is.
Yeah. Part of it is just staying true to who we are. And I think that's one of the reasons why we have been so successful and become an institution is we ultimately stay true to what my mom started 50 years ago, and that is that full sit-down family diner / cafe, and to try and continue to keep that feel.
And that's also part of the attraction is people come in because they're regulars. There's people that come in every day, and it's their kitchen.
And extended family.
Yeah, exactly.
Scratch recipes, you're doing stuff the old-fashioned way.
Right.
And that goes down to one of the things I was amazed to learn, Barbara, that the bakery, it's not like, are you still doing it in each shop?
Well, actually we are, but you know, I never started with a bakery.
You didn't?
On Raymond. I did a few things, like I made pies.
Right.
Caramel rolls and cinnamon rolls.
Caramel rolls, cinnamon rolls, and cookies. and cakes, but
so
and
not.
Well, that's a bakery. Yeah. That's a lot of things.
but it's not.
All I did was pies, cookies,
cinnamon rolls. I think what really, mom's aligning it with.
It's not 20 pies.
It's not 20. Right.
You know?
Right.
And we made our own bread, but it when it expanded, the kids took off and it became a bakery.
Mm-hmm. So many pies, so many cakes. Your cookies are the best. Absolutely the best. Like that, for a long time, was a requirement for my wife that, because she worked from home, that I would go to Keys Cafe and get like a snickerdoodle or a monster cookie and bring it home.
I love that.
And Jamie Yukis, when I co-anchored the morning show with her, Jamie used to send me, and you're like, how is Yukis sending me to go? But yes, she, you know.
You listen.
I listen. If a woman in my life tells me to do something, I do it.
You're a good boy.
Yeah, yes. But she would send me to go get her cookies at Keys. But the cookies are amazing, but you do bars and the whole thing.
We do, yes. And most of the locations have their own full-time baker, if not three or four full-time bakers that create everything. And the thing is, it's all created from scratch. Everything is baked. Your order is baked the day before. And we do custom cakes. We do wedding cakes. We do the dessert trays. Of course, all the pies. I think Thanksgiving, between all the stores, we probably did around 1,200 pies.
Wow.
Between the Wednesday and Thursday. It's sometimes a little overwhelming when I look at all the orders. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
We just make boxes over and over.
We
have walls of boxes.
To put all the pies
in.
So
that we can put the pies in the boxes and they'll be ready to go on Thanksgiving.
And this happens at all the restaurants that have turkey dinners to go. So it's not only Roseville, it's White Bear, it's Woodbury.
Hudson.
It's Forest Lake.
Robert Street, downtown St. Paul.
Robert Street isn't as much as the dinners to go.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have the room, so they play it safe.
Has the to-go aspect of things really changed your business? Because pre-COVID, there wasn't that much to go, was there?
I'll never forget my COVID story when we were shut down, so we could only do to-go. And like I was like, Mom, it can just be me up there. I'll just open. Me and a cook will be fine. And like I can't remember what happened, but like a fuse went out, and then it was like it went back on, and I had like 300 tickets.
Whoa.
And it was just me, and I was like,
we implemented the DoorDash and the delivery services to accommodate those customers.
Sure.
And so it was a whole learning experience for us. We had takeout, we had to go, but you'd get, you know, maybe three or four orders at lunchtime where all of a sudden it's 90% of your business. Mm. And now it still is very strong. It obviously people are coming in and eating now, but it definitely increased our business and then we leveled off, but it still is probably 25 to 30% more than what it was pre-COVID.
Barbara Hahn is here from Keys Cafe along with her daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter. All here on CCO. Barbara, what are you most proud of? 50 years Keys Cafe.
I'm so proud of my family. You know, they have carried on the tradition and they're doing just a fantastic job. And I'm proud of my son-in-laws who came into the business not knowing what the hell they were coming into, but they came into it. And they're all fantastic. And grandchildren. Now I have 13 grandchildren working in the business.
Wow.
And actually, I have some great-grandkids that will come in and put stickers on boxes sitting at the counter. I'm so blessed. This has been a great journey for me, and it never started out as a lifetime experience, but it's ended up that way. And it's because of my kids who have carried it on. And, you know, every time I'd buy a restaurant, I'd put a kid in there. Or one of my children. I shouldn't say a kid.
Only you can say that.
they are not goats. But at any rate. I couldn't have a better life. I couldn't have a better life.
What a wonderful life.
It's really great. And it is, you know, I believe that Keys Cafe and these family-owned, special, unique places that we go to gather, whether it's for a breakfast on the weekend or dinner or lunch for a business meeting, whatever, that is what makes this place unique and special and home. And so what you guys have done with Keys Cafe over all these years and all these cakes and turkey dinners and on and on and on is a big deal.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Thank you.
And thank all my wonderful, faithful customers.
You guys rock.
50 years.
Well, I know that we all want to create an environment that our customers coming in, they become family. We're family to them. They're family to us. And for me to know, I just had someone, they said her father has passed away, and every time he was in town, he always would come to Keys and would you do the food for the funeral? I mean, to have a daughter go, this is the food I want because this is what my dad would want, is just a great testament. And it this is why we do what we do, and it makes it easier to go in every day and do what we do.
It's pretty cool.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Keys Cafe, they're all over the place, coming soon to Stillwater. More than breakfast, though. You can go get them, go get that dinner, go visit them for their bakery, all of it.
And we do now, we have two restaurants that have liquor. No, three. Mm. And the new one will have alcohol, too. And stop hiccuping, Don. Get out of here.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you for coming in. And Frankie, thanks for setting it up. She did the work to wrangle all this.
She did. Enjoy all that food that's in the break room.
Oh, my goodness. I'll post a picture.
Make sure Charlie gets some.
Charlie
gets the most.
That's right. For sure. Thank you guys.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jason DeRusha with a message from Minnesota's pig farmers. Discover the meat of the North. Pork. Pork is as Minnesotan as the lakes, trees, and people who call this state home. Did you know there are more than 30,000 pig farming families? They live and work in the North Star State, raising one of the safest, most delicious meats the whole world can enjoy. Pork is something we enjoy in the DeRusha family at least a few times a week. Maybe it's pork loin roast, shoulder, pork chops, ribs, bacon. Oh, I'm getting hungry just talking about it. It's so affordable, too. If you're looking for recipes, MNPork.com's got them. Great recipes like dilled pork cutlets, Parmesan-crusted pork chops, and you can feel good about eating pork from Minnesota farmers. They've been reducing their carbon footprint with better genetics, new technologies, and more. Pick up pork tonight for dinner at your local meat market or grocery store. Let's have Minnesota pork for dinner. Oh, yeah.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
When the holidays come around, there are certain restaurants that always come to front of mind. Places you want to go to with your family, with your friends, places that evoke nostalgia, but also still get the job done, right? Nostalgia is not enough without good food and great service. And for me, the holidays always makes me think about Jack's Cafe in Northeast Minneapolis. And Bill Kozlak is with us today. And I know you don't take that responsibility lightly, right? Because you see so many groups, especially, that come back this time of year.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on today. This is, as they say, our most wonderful time of the year. Our family, everybody has a memory from age three on of being at Jack's during the holidays. It's just different. And yes, the big groups, and they were flooding the restaurant are already last weekend.
Thanksgiving is sort of when it starts, right?
Absolutely. We served over 1,000 on Thanksgiving, and the corporate parties followed right away this past weekend.
What does it mean when you think about your family legacy, and how Jack's kind of links into so many memories, and new memories, of course, for people who still, maybe it's their first time when they show up, but you guys have been around for 90 years for Jack's.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I remember when I was young getting in, and my dad would greet customers, and he would talk about, I used to put that one in a high chair or a booster chair, and then they were in for prom. Now we're doing their wedding or their retirement. And it seemed like I'd never get to that age. And now I'm seeing people that I used to put in a high chair. We had a family that was here this year for Thanksgiving, 57 straight years, other than the COVID year when they couldn't be there.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah. A lot of memories people make at Jack's. It's actually one of the greatest things when people come in, and I always say I get a hug almost every day, and somebody has a story to tell me about their aunt, their grandma, or somewhere along the line, a work function or their prom. And it's really neat to hear the stories.
You're third generation?
I am third in the business, fourth in the building.
Fourth in the building. Because before it was Jack's Cafe.
So in 1910, my great-grandfather built the building. It was furniture store, a little bit of everything, maybe some bootlegging going on.
Maybe. Yeah. Can't confirm or deny.
No.
And after Prohibition is when it became.
Yeah. And actually, so 90 years ago on this day, Prohibition was repealed. And shortly after, it originally was Jack's Bar and then became Jack's Cafe. And shortly after, with the second liquor license in Minneapolis.
It was much smaller seating-wise than it is now, right?
The original restaurant was when you walk in our bar, the original bar. There was actually three different doors into the building. So there was the original bar was the cafe, and the next bay was a pool hall and an ice cream joint. My dad used to live in the back bay. Then it was a liquor store for a while. And over the years, it evolved in each room became more restaurant with demand, and the upstairs became our banquet hall.
Bill Kozlak is with us. When you think about this time of year and the memories and the importance, the way Jack's fits into that, how do you make sure, I mean, you are still a restaurant where sometimes you have an off night or whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you sort of, I don't know, like not psych yourself out by putting the pressure on of that, because it is a bit of pressure, I would think.
It is. I mean, last weekend is about a normal July, what we did in a weekend. You know, it's
wow.
That much bigger,
that much
greater. It's endless planning, it really is. And it's keeping records from year to year, each day, each meal period. I mean, the last two nights we were closed, I take home, you know, each day of the week moving forward with me, I'm monitoring the reservation so we don't overload the chef. We're trying to spread things out. And great weather really helps, because if it snows or the threat of snow 3 inches in December now, it can throw the whole night off.
So you're with me. You would be fine with no snow all throughout December.
Yeah, maybe it snowed a little bit on a Monday or right on Christmas. But yeah, it can be. I've had December.
Because people cancel like crazy, right?
3 days prior to the actual snow. I mean, I've had $150,000 swings just in sales on snowstorms, not to mention plowing bills with our big parking lot.
How many times have you, like, cursed Paul Douglas's name in your career?
I've shed a tear or two on a Saturday in December. The problem is you don't rebook that business, right? Yeah, there's not – every day's full in December, so they can't
come back.
Saturday,
right.
But come the next Saturday.
Interesting. So that money is just gone.
It's just gone, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the business.
It is.
In Minnesota. You know it, but
– and we've had many great years, like so far, knock on wood, this year has been. And like last year, we seemed like we were plowing snow every Saturday, and it was different last year for sure.
Bill Kozlak is our guest from Jack's Cafe in Northeast Minneapolis. Steaks is sort of the hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance the need to really respect the history and have the same items that people expect every time, but also, like, you know, people want to see some new stuff occasionally?
Right. I give my chef creativity with his specials, and he does a great job with sea bass and other fish that he brings in, and other, you know, pork and other beef and veal from time to time. At the end of the day, we don't change our menu very often. We never got caught up in, you know, the trends, and when it was heart healthy or low carb or whatever, you kind of try. But at the end of the day, people on a diet, the night they're coming to Jack's, they push their diet aside. And it's the one night maybe they're having prime rib in a month.
Right.
So
right.
We listen to the customer, really, and we plan with them.
Why is your prime rib so good?
I always say it's the au jus and the seasoning. We have our special Jack seasoning and put a nice rub on it, obviously slow cook it, and then it's the au jus and the right balance.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do it every night. There's some places that only do it on the weekends.
True. So that it's the wraps.
I think so. It is.
Yeah.
And you mentioned about the menu real quick. Back in my dad's first job, we used to raise our own chickens in what is the loading dock now, because in the war era, they had ration points of how much meat they could buy. And so to be able to buy more steak, they raised their own chickens, so they weren't using their buying points on other things to be able to have more steak than anyone else.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah, a lot of funny stories like that.
You grew up in the restaurant as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You were a busser and a dishwasher and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I started. My first job was my dad had me paint the parking lot fence, and I realized in a hurry I didn't want to be a painter.
How old were you when he made you do that?
Probably 12. Yeah. And then I shoveled a lot of snow. I was a busser and a bartender, and I worked other bartending jobs throughout college, and it just kind of, it was in my blood, and it has to be if you're going to be good at it.
You are one of the most loyal Johnnies that I know.
I'm up there.
What did kind of, when you think about the St. John's experience, yeah, what did that mean to you, and how did that sort of make you the business leader and the person you are today?
It's a tight-knit community, and the Benedictine way, hospitality is one of the factors. And you may not realize it while you're there, but there is a serious brotherhood and a bond between the two schools and the people you're with. My son goes there now, and he was hell-bent that he probably wouldn't go there, and now he is loving it every bit of the way. It really is. It's a small community, you know, and people work together and party together and have a great time. And the amount of pride is unbelievable, and the ability to do business with each other is off the charts. The networking is second to none.
It is, you know, I have a high school junior. Mm-hmm. My youngest is off at college right now, too. And I always tell Sam, I'm like, I know that, like, you want something bigger than St. John's. But, like, there is something special in that group of alums and how loyal they are.
It is. We had a group this past Sunday night of current students that did a fundraiser for a project. And they've been doing it with us for about 20 years now, or 15 years. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, as I told some of my kids, you want to go to a bigger school, that's fine. You'll end up hanging out at the same two or three bars over 4 years as a small school. So
there is that.
It's all the same.
Yes. I was in St. Joe last weekend, and there are a lot of very young looking college students in some of those bars. Is it just that I'm old, or
old? We're mature. That town is growing up nicely, though. It's a fun little town.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're getting some text asking you about brunch, so I'll ask you about brunch. I want to ask about the matchbooks. I mean, that's such a part of the Jack's Cafe lore and part of how you give back to the community as well. 419, Drive Time with DeRusha. DeRusha Eats, it's brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and by Liquor Boy here on CCO. DeRusha Eats, Jack's Cafe, our focus today. Bill Kozlak is our guest. The matchbook. I still have a matchbook for my wife's birthday. We just got a text from a good customer of yours who has a matchbook cover for Pete Warren. How did that get started?
It was pretty sure it was my Uncle Joe. I had seen it somewhere, and then a salesperson came to town and showed them the embossing machine. They're embossed. It's a heat embossed steel. It's not fun making them. No. And once they started doing them, it had everyone. Back in the day, it was everyone's name. Like Jason DeRusha came in every day. We'd make them Jason DeRusha every day, unless you asked for something different.
Something special, yeah. Right.
Which has been a lot of, will you marry me? Will you this? Will you that?
Yeah.
But we've talked about, you know, should we still do it? I mean, it's expensive to do it. It's hard to find people to do it.
Because someone has to do it. Someone has to. I did a TV story on it once.
Yeah. It's little typesets. You don't. There's no computer age to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Heated foil embosser.
You can't get rid of it, though.
No. We did the math on it, and we can't get rid of it.
Right. Yeah. Put the cost in the food. We'll pay for it.
Too many memories. When we had, I think, our 75th anniversary party, we had a floral arrangement for the party, and in the floral arrangement was on sticks, like 20 different matchbooks that this family had saved over the years, and it was their birthdays, anniversaries, first communions, and they had them all in the arrangement. It was really neat.
Bill Kozlak is our guest. Brunch. A texter asked about brunch. That has become really a big deal, hasn't it, brunch?
Yeah, and for, you know, in the 80s, we had the big buffet brunch that we did every Sunday, and COVID changed that. And so now we do the buffet on basically the holidays. We'll do it on the 24th. We'll do it the day after Christmas, and then, you know, New Year's, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Easter. So some people are bummed out that we don't do it every Sunday like we used to, but the price got so high on it, and not doing lunch every day, they're just – it didn't make sense to still do it. So we do an order from the menu brunch on both Saturday and Sunday, and it's been great. It's a great menu, and we still get the buffet out about 10, 12 times a year.
When you look at, you know, the trends, and you said that you guys have looked at things, and, like, mm-hmm. really you just have to stay true to what you're about.
Mm-hmm.
But your neighborhood has really changed over the years.
Absolutely.
Has that been good for you?
It's been great. When I first started hanging around in the 70s and 80s, all the, you know, there was Jacob's, so there was still the Wig and Bottle, Little Jack's, there was a bunch of the Edgewater Inn, there was a bunch of restaurants and dive bars. And then a lot of them went away, and now some are coming back, and they're coming back in new forms, and it's been great. You know, when Hi-Hi opened up, or Psycho Susie's, you get a lot of people coming to the neighborhood, the old Gostoff, and often they'd come, and maybe it wasn't for them, or maybe it was a long wait, and they'd decide Old Reliable Jack's is right up the street, and we'd see them again.
You guys, obviously, you know, as part of being an iconic restaurant around so long, you give a lot back to the community. Mm-hmm. But one of the efforts that I wanted to ask you about was the volunteer and charity effort that mm-hmm. you do for families of fallen police officers, mm-hmm. because I just think it's so special.
Yes.
The Minnesota 100.
It is the Minnesota 100, yes. So they've been meeting at our restaurant for years, and I came on as a board member about 2 years ago. And actually, my dad's uncle was the first highway patrolman on a motorcycle that die in the line of duty. His name was also Bill Kozlak back in the 30s. I got involved just by getting to know the people on the board when they met at Jack's, and it was something I signed up for right away. I've helped raise a lot of money for the group and have hosted different events for them.
They give money to the families, right?
Yeah, so it was originally 10 businessmen that sat around and threw $100 on the table of 51 years ago, but it's injured or killed in the line of duty. And so, you know, we give up to $50,000 if somebody is killed in the line of duty. And then there's a matrix of other amounts for different things. But yes,
it's cool.
And then we just sent checks to all the kids of those families within the last 2 years for Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. It's a great organization.
Bill Kozlak with Jack's Cafe. I mean, that's part of, I think, you know, when I look at Jack's and some of the especially the family-run restaurants, where still, when you go in, there will be a family member there. It's those kind of things where you're like, you want to make sure that those places still stay around, you know?
Yeah, and it means a lot, right? There are some people that say I never see, and then my manager will say, well, he's here pretty much every day, so you missed him on one of the few. Right. But it does mean a lot. It's great to teach my managers who these people are and what they mean to Jack.
Sure. I took some grief years ago when I published like a picture of a martini that I had at Jack's Cafe, that all of the fancy pants bartenders were all upset that there were shards of ice in the gin martini that I had at your bar, Beefeater, which is the correct gin. Whenever I order a martini and people ask what I want and I say Beefeater, people look at me like I'm out of my mind.
Well, Beefeater is today's Tito's of vodka. For 50 years, that's all anyone drank.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good in a martini.
Yeah.
Old school drinks.
Yep.
And the shards are because they just shake the hell out of it.
Yeah. And
I like it.
I do, too. I mean, it wasn't watering down the drink. It gave you that
absolutely
good first sip.
Absolutely not. No. It still got the job done.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about that. Three restaurants that you like to go to when you're not at work.
Sure. Well, lucky enough, I'm old enough to remember I got to go to the Flame Room and the original Dinopoly downtown and the Nankin. Those are gone, but Charlie's, I had the experience. But my go-to is Chow Bella for sure. Murray's, grew up, we're friends. And then Listo Mexican of Northeast Minneapolis. Best barbacoa from here to Mexico.
Listo? I don't know that place.
Oh, you got to get to know it. It's off the charts. Family-owned little Mexican restaurant and a little strip mall right behind the quarry in Northeast Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
They're great people.
All right. Right on that like edge of St. Anthony over there.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Bill, I appreciate you. I love Jack's. And people shouldn't sleep on it in the summer, too, because that patio is the best.
Thank you for having me. Yes, we'll see him anytime.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AudacyAudacy.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.